PlayStation Show UK starts.
Hello and welcome to the first and maybe last PlayStation UK podcast. My name is Murray 2011, and here with me tonight is
Zonal Whipper,
Bunker Cougar.
Here comes Bod, and we're here representing the UK on the PlayStation Show. Tonight we're going to talk about what we've been playing for the last couple of weeks, and let's start. Zonal Whipper, would you like to start?
What have I been playing? The awesome game that is Planet 51. Put probably way too many hours into that. But I'm a trophy whore, so it's got to be done. And a bit of Borderlands, actually. Been enjoying that. Probably didn't get... Well, it did get some good hype, but I'm enjoying it. And just trying to get Murray back onto playing it.
No.
That's pretty much it, I think. Yes. Age of Zombies, I think. I played a bit of that as well.
That's a good game. Yeah, I'm on the last boss on that.
Yeah,
a bit tricky.
I'm that far.
Okay, I've been playing... I finished Prince of Persia Sands of Time. A bit short for my liking, but very enjoyable. And this evening I just finished the Chef Saboteur. And I have to say that the ending was quite anticlimactic.
It wasn't it?
Some people
spoilers.
Like easy
ending. Don't spoil it for anyone.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. But yeah, it was very, yeah, very dry. A bit like a nun's. Sorry.
And that's how all James Bond films should end.
What, with a nun's?
Yes.
A nun's habit.
A nun's. Yeah.
I've also been on my iPhone a lot at work playing.
Wait. It's a PlayStation podcast.
Sorry.
Not an iPhone podcast.
Okay. I'll stop there then. And I also downloaded this week the fourth part of Sam & Max, the Playhouse of whatever it's called. I can't actually remember. I've done the first part. It does seem a lot shorter than the other three, but again, I am enjoying them games. And that's me done. So, Bod, would you like to tell us what you've been playing this week?
Battlefield Bad Company 2. I've only just started. I've had the game for about, 3 months. And I've barely played it. Until I ran out of other games to play. But I've only done, the first 3 levels or something. I'm getting bored of it already.
Because there's no zombies in it?
Basically. they're all the same now. First person shooters. It's a war, and you just kill someone, kill an expert. It's going through the motions that I'm bored.
But you played Resident Evil how many times through now?
Yeah, but Resident Evil Legend.
But surely that's the same thing going through it 7 times.
I've only played through it 7 times because people keep going, "I need your help," and asking me to help them.
Which reminds me, I need your help on that game.
Yeah, so you said. Yeah. So once you've got an infinite rocket launcher, it's so easy.
It doesn't make it right.
But it does. It does if you love it.
Anything else you've been playing?
Gravity Crash, PSN game. What? You've not heard of Gravity
Crash? Well, no, I've heard of it, I just didn't think it was your sort of...
It's a quality game, it's retro.
Because you're not a shooter, it's better.
I'm not convinced. I think Gravity Crash is more of a challenge, because pixel jump, you just, if you hit the wall, you survive, but in Gravity Crash, if you hit the wall, you die. So there's more of a challenge.
Or more annoying.
It depends on how you look at it. Right. I would have completed it by now if it hadn't messed up and I lost my save data. So I'd start again.
Yeah. I think you probably just messed up yourself.
I did not mess it up.
Oh, getting the violin out. Are you in a minute?
Yes, please.
So is that it?
Completed Uncharted. Finally.
The first one, this is.
Yes, the first one. So I'm a little bit behind, what can I say?
Yeah.
Did you want to borrow the second one off me now? Take it home this evening? Start it.
Yes.
Best game ever.
I don't know when I get around to it. I can only play one game at a time, because otherwise I get confused.
Okay, that says a lot, though, doesn't it? How can you get confused? I've got about 6 games on the go at the moment.
I like to play a game from start to finish and then move on to the next one.
That's boring.
Mm. I know there's some games I need to go back to in deep little bits. Mm-hmm. I mean, the single player campaign, generally I'll play from start to finish.
Now, on to Bunker Cougar. What have you been playing this week?
Played Transformers with you.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yes.
On hard,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Good bit of
cheating?
Of course not. You don't cheat.
That's a yes thing.
Well, actually, you can just do like the last bit and just cheat the entire level.
I wonder where Murray got that from.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks for the tip.
That's good. Pro tip, that one was.
When are you getting it?
It's on my birthday list.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So, I get it.
I have to play for it again. And it's not a problem because it's a good game.
We can play that escalation mode. It's
yes,
really important.
Yes, escalation mode.
The single player co-op, you play more than is it just two player
three.
Co-op. Three players.
What's escalation mode?
Get waves and waves of enemies, like that zombie thing on the old television.
And it's the only gold trophy in the game, isn't it? For getting to that wave 15.
Yeah, 15.
Yes. And what do we manage when we fight it?
Level 6 or something.
Yeah, it wasn't good. So I was just dying so many times.
It's because you haven't got me on the team.
So, we need your help to die more. Anything else?
Battlefield, radio game.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, I keep playing.
Why?
You've been playing that a lot, haven't you?
Why are you playing that?
Just because my other friends play it.
Other friends? You have other friends?
Yeah.
Truth comes out now, doesn't it? Other.
How many times have you prestiged that game? Or just the once?
Twice now.
Twice?
Yeah.
Nice. Jesus.
I didn't
like
it once.
No, me neither. How about prestiging a third time?
Still got about...
one level?
40 levels.
40. Did you download the extra packs?
Yeah.
You did. Okay. Both of them, isn't there like a new one?
Yeah, I downloaded both the
that's like £22 you've spent on all those extra
maps. They're pretty good maps though, some of them are.
Are they worth £22?
Yeah, obviously.
Fair enough.
That's game share though, isn't it? Get signed up into our little group. Mm.
Haven't you got rid of it now, anyway?
What?
Modern Warfare.
Yeah, you might have.
Yes,
it's gone.
There's no point in trading in.
Plus, I do think with this game showing malarkey that I will be the one coming out at worst. Because I just buy shit all the time. And you guys can just nick it off me.
Yeah, but we don't want to steal your shit. That's the problem.
Yeah, but if it's got trophies, you don't care.
How dare you? True. But, no, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you've got that I haven't taken, but won't at some point.
It's only a matter of time. But
talking of game sharing, when are you going to get that Anarchy racing game? That's like a £5.
Then that's purely just a trophy game, surely.
Yeah. What's your point?
Yes.
£5.49, if I remember correctly. Bargain.
Yeah. The reviews were raving about that. No, they weren't actually, but. But actually, was it this week you were playing some Monkey Island?
Oh, yes. Only the second Monkey Island 2.
I suppose the last couple of weeks. But then, got the episodes, which were the Tales of Monkey Island. I'm liking them. Done the first two. The 5 episodes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, need to get back into that, but I've also got too many to play. But,
Got what?
Too many other games to play. Not a game called Too Many.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Stu, we cut you off first, was he?
No.
Were you playing Just Cause still?
Oh, yeah, I'm still playing that. I haven't played for a few days.
It's just a massive game.
Is he bought that off you?
No. I need to get back on playing that as well.
You've done the missions, haven't you? You've done the single player.
You've done the story, both of, but there's just so much, isn't there?
Mm.
It is immense.
Fair enough. Is it?
Okay, well, let's move on to the next topic. Before that, we'll take a little break. And we're back again. Right, before we go on to the next topic, I have heard that Telltale Games have got the license for two more games to be made into adventure games. I'd like to have your guys' thoughts on them. The first one, Jurassic Park. Are you looking forward to an adventure game with Jurassic Park?
An adventure game?
Well, yeah. The adventure game is like Monkey Island kind of game.
Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park, yes.
It doesn't really seem like the right thing for an adventure game, does it?
So that's the type of games that they make.
Surely you'd be like running away from dinosaurs or something, which you can't do in an adventure game.
No, but there's always some situations that you can get yourself in. There's a few left to find situations in, like, Broken Sword, for instance, where you have to do something quickly to get yourself out of a situation, otherwise your character dies.
Mm. Right. Is that like the on-screen displays? You know, like you get in God of War, where you have to press certain buttons
no,
to get out
to,
of
it. You would have to combine something, but you'd have to do it quickly in the time
limit, right,
otherwise.
Right. Well, I wouldn't be thinking of that. what should I do with you? I'll be
honest. Okay, the second one then might interest you, Bod. Back to the Future.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Back to the Future, the adventure game. Now that would work because there wouldn't be any speed in doing anything. You just have to maybe find the right parts to fix the DeLorean or something.
You don't get to drive the DeLorean.
You could see it shoot off in the cutscene or something.
As long as they got the right voices for it. If you had the wrong voices, it would be rubbish.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing they got the license for the whole thing. I can't see why they couldn't get the original. Well, is all the original cast still alive?
Wouldn't Michael J. Fox be a bit jumpy though?
Yes.
Maybe too soon.
Well, he is still alive. So.
Right, okay.
Maybe it's like based on the actual films themselves, and maybe they'd like use the soundtrack. You know, they wanted to do it really cheaply. <and stuff.
laughs> But also, if you make it too much like the films, because we've all seen the films like 1,000 times over, you'd know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
True.
Now, I don't think they use clips though, because it might sound a bit. Mm. I don't think Telltale Games don't normally do. Kind of crap games.
What are they most famous for? What's
Monkey Island. They've redone the Monkey Islands.
Yeah.
They've done Tales of Monkey Island recently.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. I thought that was good. So, they could. Yeah, I suppose they've got the potential to make it good. Maybe not Jurassic Park. I think that's just going to fall on the first hurdle.
Yeah.
I think it will.
No, I've got faith in that one.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Maybe tie some dinosaur up in some really weird way that you'd never really think of.
What, and then bang it?
Unless you're using a fag. No, that's in your fantasy. Banging a dinosaur. What dinosaur would you like to bang?
Yeah.
Which one would you find the most attractive?
Something small and tight, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice. Okay, moving on. Okay, who out of us guys are going to be getting PlayStation Plus?
Who's got it, or who's going to get it?
Who's going to get it? Well, none of us have got it.
I might, if they bring cross-game chat, and they update the games that you're getting. Obviously, they update them monthly anyway, but if something, that I want comes out, then I probably will get it. Free hand job, yeah, from... Kevin Butler, not mine.
Oh yeah, Kevin Butler.
That might persuade me to get it, but no. I mean, cross game chat. I mean, I think we've all wanted that. I think, I don't know, but a decent lot of games to come up, and then I think I'll probably get it. But what about you?
I'm waiting till next month, maybe the month after, to see what kind of games they're going to be giving free. I'm hoping it's not just going to be old ones, because I do kind of buy a hell of a lot of games and have most of them on my hard drive. Mm. That's really it, really. I'm hoping that cross-game chat isn't part of it and you can all have it for free. But that's just maybe a pipe dream. Mm. Bod?
Have they ever actually mentioned that there would be cross-game chat at any point?
Yes.
See, where do I... Because there was this story about, obviously, one person who's got the PlayStation Plus can invite... three other people in,
four people.
And you can have four people
in the chat.
But as soon as that person does PlayStation Plus leaves, that's it. The chat's over. But I can't remember where I heard that, or whether it was just a rumour.
Would the other three have to have PlayStation Plus as well?
No. Only one person in the chat room has to have it. But right. That person has to be in the chat for it to continue.
Yes. So it's quite a detailed rumour. So I must have heard it from somewhere. But it could work, but I don't know. But you're not thinking of getting it?
They haven't offered anywhere near enough that I would want.
Hand job?
To pay that amount. No, it would have to be at least a blowjob.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, can I increase mine to a blowjob?
From job? Kevin Butler?
Yeah. and a dinosaur.
Okay. To do the blowjob?
Yes.
Surely that's a bit dangerous. This is the herbivore, maybe. It'll be alright.
Maybe.
Yeah, but they got kind of grindy teeth, though. Mm-hmm.
If you get the teeth removed, you'd be like banging an old lady.
Yeah, I haven't had any experience in that.
Oh, moving on.
Here you go, will you be thinking about getting PlayStation Plus?
I don't know, really. If they've got stuff that's worthwhile on it, I might get it.
The wait and see attitude.
Yeah, wait and see how it like develops.
So I think a lot of people are doing, aren't they? They're just going to sit back and wait until there's something they want, I think, and then jump on board. But then I've got a couple of mates from work that have got it, and they're the two least people I thought would have got it, because they're on once in a blue moon, and they've got PlayStation Plus.
But then they're the people that are going to take advantage of it the most, because they probably haven't got any of the games that are on this first month's free
thing. I suppose that's true, yeah.
And they probably get their money back in that first month.
So I suppose they've aimed this first month at getting the new people on, and then the hardcore people a bit later on, maybe, I don't know.
But in the advert they say you'll get, £200 worth of stuff?
In the first month. But that's if you haven't got anything at all.
Yeah, surely that's only if you buy or want everything that they're offering.
Yes.
Or if you're like Murray and already spent £200 quid on
it. Like most of us have got all the decent stuff off it in it already.
Yeah.
You've got Wipeout HD? Mm.
No.
That's well worth it. It's an awesome game.
Not interesting.
Missing out.
Sorry.
Okay, next we're going to be talking about PlayStation Move. Not long to go now.
Right, how long is not long?
September the 17th. So just after your birthday. You can use your birthday money to purchase it.
I heard that the... You get the bit you hold and you get the ball on the end, don't you?
Yeah, that's the move.
Right, I heard they were selling both bits separately.
Yes.
Yes.
And how much is each part?
The move was it £40?
I had an email from ShopTube, but it was £36.99 for the main controller, the move.
And the navigation controller is like £20. But you can use your controller in the other hand, because you only just need the thing. But it's whether or not you want to hold your joystick in the hand.
So it's about 55, 60 quid.
Yeah. Plus you need a camera.
And plus you have to buy the camera as well.
Yes.
If you haven't got it.
But like I say, you don't have to have the navigation controller. You could just use moving this hand, controller in the other hand.
They're doing a pack though, aren't they, with the controller and the camera in a pack?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's, about 50 quid, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, I picked up my camera cheap. You could probably pick one up.
You picked up your camera cheap when I bought Eye of Judgment, and you bought the camera off of me.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't need to. But I don't know if you can pick them up from Game or anything like that, second hand.
Probably, get them really cheap.
So I don't know if it's worth picking one up now before it comes. But then are you thinking of getting it?
Based on various things, no.
What about that really great downhill... On a chair game. Sliders. I think it is called Sliders, I think.
Nobody was escaping on the office chair.
Yeah. Is it not Sliders?
No, I can't remember.
I have looked on the internet and that is a full price game.
Yeah.
But you get to go down the hill on escaping the Japanese mafia on a chair.
One, it's way too expensive. Because, you've already got the camera anyway. I haven't got any of it, so I'd have to buy all of it in one go.
Not all of it, you don't need the navigation control.
Well, either way.
But if you do want to play that really great sports game, you need two moves.
That's true. Well, the fighting game and stuff like that.
Yeah, for the fighting game, and like if you want to bow and arrow, you have to use one moving one hand and one on the
other. Yeah, but the bow and arrow demo looked really good, but then you get these other demos where people just look like idiots.
Everyone looks like an idiot anyway.
Yeah, so it's like the Wii, it's like amusing for a while, but then after a while you just get bored of it. Mm. And I don't think it's worth it. So I wouldn't get it.
Change your mind when you come round here and play mine.
Yeah. I'm old.
Yes. Bunker, are you going to be getting Move?
Not straight away. I can't really see why I would get one. There's not many games that I like
going at me.
It looks alright. Yeah. The demo did, but it's
got the best thing going for it. It's Harry Potter without Harry Potter. Awesome.
Do you love Harry Potter?
No.
We won't go down that route, but I think Harry Potter game would be awesome.
No. That's what a court sorcerer is good for, because it's not got Harry Potter in it.
No. Fair enough. I haven't seen much personally that's made me want to jump on board. Oh, well, I don't know if it'd be a day one purchase anyway. Plus, I've got a Wii, so.
Yeah, but how often do you actually play your Wii?
Well, exactly. So then, the fact that I play that so little, do I really want to get?
It would indicate the move? That you might not play the Move very much. Yeah.
But they're Wii games with HD graphics and trophies. There you go. How's that?
Sold. Day one purchase. Done.
Oh dear.
Eh? Well, if I can get a trophy from slicing my wang around in the air, I'm going to be done.
Yeah, but you like to wave your wang around anyway.
Yeah. But I don't get any real life trophy for that.
No.
You would if Bod could afford a trophy for you. Go around and get one engraved.
Now there's an idea.
Wang a waving trophy. Something to be proud of.
Yes, you're the biggest wanger I know.
How dare you?
Okay, is there anything else anyone else would like to bring up?
You haven't said, are you planning on getting it?
Maybe.
Day one?
Probably. You know what I'm like.
Yeah. You're a Sony sucker. Whore.
Yes.
You are a Sony whore. Okay.
Yeah. Anything better could happen is if Kevin Butler came and gave me a hug when I bought it in the shop.
That would
be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Would that be a day one for you? If he was there, down in game in Hastings.
Yeah. We're giving out blowjobs.
Yes. And a hug.
And a hug. Yeah, PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Move, day one, for a blowjob. Kevin Butler.
Awesome.
Mind you, actually, so SOCOM, I'll be interested, I want to see that. I've obviously seen a few trailers. Mm. And someone using it, and it looks quite intuitive, but I don't know. I want to try it.
Well, I played that Wii game that's the first person shooter, Red Steel, when it first came out, and that didn't really work.
I've seen a controller in a magazine that's like a gun with the Move, and it's got like a ball on the end.
Yeah, that is the Move clipped into the gun.
Yeah, like the Wii clipping guns.
The gun looks better.
So what, did you turn it into like a light gun?
Yeah, because there's a light game's going to come out. Like, they're spacing.
Time Crisis as well. Did I see?
I'm
sure I read that somewhere. A new Time Crisis.
Or we can get the shoot. I know you like the look of that.
Yes, that looked so dodge.
You loved it.
The guy on it looked like a proper Muppet.
Okay, before we go, we're going to let everyone know about our trophies, so that you know how many we'll be getting between each podcast. Okay, we're going to start in last place. Here comes Bod at the moment, as we record this podcast, has 700.
Woohoo! 700!
Well, that's news to me. I don't even count how many I have.
Yeah, whatever. Bunker Cougar, you have 718.
Ooh.
So, Bod, you need to...
So I've got what, and he's got what?
You have 700, and Bunker Cougar has 718.
Right. I don't care.
There needs to be a competition between both of you.
Level-wise...
Why? I'm not turning into you two.
Level-wise...
Level-wise, Bod is above Bunker Cougar, isn't he?
Let's have a look.
I'm sure, yeah.
Now, how does that work?
Because the gold and silver are worth more.
It's not just the number of trophies you've got, it's obviously more, gold is worth more than...
Right, you're bombs. Level 12 at 1%.
Any idea what that last trophy was?
I recognise it.
Yeah, cool. I recognise it as well.
Because I may not have updated, so I may have a couple more than that.
Well, that's your answer.
Is that on Battlefield?
Yes, it could be. Yeah. That was probably the last game I was playing.
And Bumpy Cougar is at 11 at 80%. So you are at a higher level, but you're 18 trophies trailing.
Right.
So you need to try and get up with the levels a bit more. You need 19 more trophies to get up.
So we're doing this based on number of trophies.
Number of trophies, not level.
Not level. Yeah. So even though.
Well, that's not fair.
Why?
Because. Well,
you're not a higher level than me.
No, I'm not. But I could be. I mean, what am I on, like 36 platinums now? Something like that. Obviously they're worth more.
But not enough though, because you are on 37 platinums.
Yeah, 37.
37 platinums. You're level 18 at 88%.
Yeah.
I am... Let's have a look. I'm on level 19 at 70%, and I have only 18 platinums.
Well, yeah.
If I had
18 platinums, yeah. I'd probably be back down on level.
No, I don't think you'd be that by that 16. Much. I don't think it makes my
money. Yeah. So your whole system technically is flawed, because we could do it. We could do it on platinum, and then he'd be number one.
We're doing it on. No, it's not flawed. It's not a flaw.
Oh, right. So we're doing it the way you want to do it. So it makes you number one. Yeah.
No, it's not a system. It was just to keep a tally of how many trophies we get between each podcast.
Okay. Not competition. Then.
No. Just to see how many you go up between.
You're trying
podcast.
To turn it into a competition between me and.
Yes, because you're so close together. If there was like 200 trophies between you, then it wouldn't bother. But there's 18 trophies between both of you, so you might as well kind of have a little competition going.
Or not.
Or yes. Right. Okay. And then second place is Zonal Ripper with 2,741 trophies.
Yeah. You got a while to catch me, bud.
Right. I don't think that'll ever happen.
2,041.
2,041 trophies.
Unless you're in a coma for the next 6 years, I think it's unlikely.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
It doesn't matter.
He could stop playing his PlayStation now for the rest of the PlayStation 3 lifespan, and he'll never catch up.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. I'm not bothered about trophies anyway, really.
Really?
Yeah, no. Second place. Yeah.
And I have 3,373. So, yeah.
So you're the biggest whore of those whores, yeah?
Thank you.
That's nothing to be proud of.
Yeah. It's quite sad that you take that as a compliment.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of trophy whoring.
Well, we're going to wrap this up.
We're going to wrap this up. And thank you all for listening, if you do. And we'll see you next time.
Or not.
Bye-bye.